Dear friends, today is known as Good Shepherd Sunday. We reflect upon Jesus, the Good Shepherd, prepared to lay down his life for his sheep. And of course, yesterday we celebrated Anzac Day. Anzac Day honours shepherd-like service and is a memorial to all of our uniformed service people who've been prepared to lay down their lives in the service of peace in our world. Today, we might reflect how we might be good shepherds. Now, when I was a military chaplain, the call sign for chaplain was shepherd. And chaplains carried a shepherd's crook or a staff instead of a rifle. And chaplains would shepherd their sheep by going out into society to be present in people's day-to-day lives. And of course, I was so fascinated by Jesus' regular use of this metaphor of shepherding that I actually established this flock. Here at our veterans retreat, we've been caring for these sheep along with many veterans. It's challenging work. They get sick and injured. They wander off and get lost. They then despair about being separated from their tribe. They get anxious of predators, and the shepherd must be present to guard them and to assure them. Shepherding of sheep or people can be messy and frustrating and requires love and patience and resilience. But God calls us all to contribute to the shepherding of souls. We need more people to be actively involved in ministries following the example of Jesus. Now, he broadly exercised his ministry by going out to the margins of society, embracing those most in need. Pope Leo also calls us to be good shepherds. In his recent encyclical called Lexi Te, he says that we must be a church focused on caring for those who are poor in body, mind, or spirit, both at home and abroad. Now, that might seem a bit risky, but we can get involved by following the compassion, the commitment, and service that our Anzacs have witnessed to in missions of service as peacemakers. They took a risk. Some gave all gave some. Some are still giving. May we be service people, proactively involved in the mission of God as shepherds of souls. Know also that whenever we need to enter into a valley of darkness, we need not fear, for the Good Shepherd will be watching over us.